WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and listen to theref.com presents the Rights Football Show featuring comments from head coach Corey Brunson and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, and the Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Okerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week 9 of the high school football season and the final week of the regular campaign. It is rivalry week in Southwest Indiana in the SIAC. This is the Rights Football Show, and the Panthers coming off a 35-0 win over the Bossy Bulldogs at Enloe Field this past Friday, and now will play their final game of the regular season against Modern Day coming up this Friday night in the ball. Corey Brunson will be joining us here this afternoon. We'll be right back to talk to Coach Brunson about the Panthers when this show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Whites, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-47. 741132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Rights Football Show on this Monday afternoon, Corey Brunson joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
All right, well, obviously, this past weekend we talked about, you know, going into Enloe Field for the second consecutive week, trying to snap the losing streak. You guys certainly did that. All the distractions last week with fall break and everything else going on, but a 35-0 win over the Bossy Bulldogs. Overall, just some thoughts as you look back on that game.
It's definitely good to get back, back in the win column. You know, a lot of things we did well. I thought, defensively we did a lot of things well. I think we end up having somewhere around 12 sacks. I don't know what our school record is, but it was definitely our pass rush was pretty good. And I thought the special teams did well. Offensively, I thought Bossy did some things good. Defensively, blitzed a lot, but I thought some of our line picked it up on the run side and just got to be able to finish some drives a little bit better. But overall, I was definitely pleased with the performance Friday night.
What about the week of practice with all the distractions going on, fall break, fall festival, and all of that? This team, you know, coming off two straight losses, I'm sure that didn't sit very well with hardly anybody in the program. What kind of week of practice did you have last week?
It was a decent week. You know, I think there's always still some distractions, obviously, with the fall festival. I think we had that. We also had, I felt that last week was our week of the illness bug, where we have a couple of guys out one day, and they'd be back, and somebody else would be out. So it was kind of a, for a week where some guys getting sick and some guys, you know, fall festival, I was definitely still pleased how practice went with those sorts of situations.
You know, in a game like that, Corey, where you have a running clock during the second half to get out of there, and we talked last week about just some of the things that this team needed to clean up now. I mean, we're basically 1 week away from the state tournament. Our final week of these coaches' shows will be next week. We'll be talking to you about, the game with Central coming up. That will be next week. But what did Bossy do in that game? You talked about it earlier, that they did some good things that probably, I don't know if they exposed you so much, but what were some things that this team improved on last week as opposed to the two previous weeks?
How about Boston, defensively, they moved around a lot more than, to me, I thought in the weeks past. So, they were just coming from hitting each different gaps, different blitzes, and I thought there was no consistency on how they were lined up. It was definitely kind of hard. But I thought our line on the run side of it followed the rules and did a decent job. We ended up having over a couple hundred yards rushing, so I was definitely pleased with that.
All right. So, I mean, like you said, this time of the year you want to start playing your best football. So, out this team maybe got a little bit better this past week. Get ready now for rivalry week this week.
I don't think every week we stress, turnovers and penalties. And I think we did a good job with that. We had only one turnover interception, but that was right at the end of the half, where basically we were just kind of, throwing it deep and just in the half. So that was not really, it's a turnover, but in that situation, it's one week I can live with. And penalties, we did not have a lot of penalties and nothing silly. We didn't jump off sides and things like that. So. I was definitely pleased. I think as the weeks have gone on, we've gotten better in those categories, so I think that's very important for this team.
Well, this time of the year, after 8 weeks in this conference, as you talk about, I mean, not only the illness, but also the injuries that keep popping up, and probably nobody right now, but at least a starter's probably 100%. You hope that they're pretty close, but going forward with rivalry week this week, how physical this game with Modern Day is going to be. Then, of course, you get into the tournament, but I would think last week maybe you got some of the starters out in that second half just to give them a little bit of a break, and then, get a peek at maybe some of these kids. Not only for the rest of this year, but also for your future.
Definitely. I think we still had a couple of guys that were battling a little bit some injuries last week, and we thought it was best to hold them out. And I think hopefully they're back this week, which I think they will be. And then overall, I think we didn't nothing new popped up here tonight. Like I said, just your normal week 8, week 9 bumps and bruises.
We'll come right back. We'll talk more with Corey Brunson about this. The draw for the state tournament released last night. We'll visit with Corey about that, get his thoughts, and then talk about the Modern Day game coming up as this Whites football show continues here on this Monday on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance, and as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Whites, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Rights Football Show on this Monday afternoon, the Panthers learned last night that they will be hosting the Central Bears in the opening round of the Class 4A sectional. Corey, before we talk about that, we get to this stage of the season, and right near the end of our last segment, we talked about the bumps and bruises. And how much right now as far as practice during the course of the week? I mean, you still have a JV game this week. I think next week freshmen will be wrapping up their seasons, I think, this week. But just as far as how physical are practices this time of year?
I still feel it's about the same. I don't think we may back off some of our individual period a little bit, depending on what we need to work on. Maybe just get them out a little bit earlier than normal, get home, resting a little bit more. But for the most part, we kind of, practice-wise, is still very, very similar to what we kind of, not a lot has changed on the physical side of it.
All right. Well, last night you guys found out that you get to host the Central Bears in the opening round of the tournament coming up a week from Friday. Overall, just kind of your thoughts on the draw and the seven teams that are in your sectional.
I mean, definitely, I'm glad we, drew an opportunity to play in the bowl. Anytime you get to play at home, I definitely feel it's, anybody's favorite to play at home. So we definitely like to be at home. We'll definitely stress the kids. It doesn't matter what everybody's record is. It's everybody's back to 0-0. And, teams throughout the season make changes, fix things. So they could be a totally different team from the time you played them in the season to the tournament, so we're just going to, again, definitely stress. Everybody's 0-0, and now you're playing for, to me, probably a little bit more. The regular season is very important, but you're playing another week. Now, if you don't win, you're done. So it's the stakes are up a little bit.
Well, and you look at this sectional, too, with Memorial, that they were in it, but they're down in 3A right now. So the seven teams, five of them are in the SIAC. So chances were probably pretty good that you were going to see a team that you've already played. And as fate would have it with the draw, all four teams in the bottom half of the bracket are all teams in the SIAC. So Washington and Boonville, the other two teams in the top half. So, the first couple of the weeks certainly will be teams you're very familiar with.
Yeah, definitely. And, obviously Memorial was in it. So we basically always kind of felt it was just kind of running through the SIC gauntlet again in our sectional. And it's still in our bottom half. That's what it is. We're going to be facing SIC school week one. And if we're fortunate to win, it'll be another SIC matchup week two. So it's definitely, it's definitely still a gauntlet.
Well, the thing of it is, too, is like you said, if you're fortunate enough to get through week one of the tournament, then you're going to see a team that you saw pretty early in the year. In Harrison, the opening game, I think Jasper was week three. So, those were certainly teams that are, I think, probably things have changed a little bit with those programs as well. And, again, Central coming in, next week, too, certainly with absolutely nothing to lose in that game. So it should be a very interesting Class 4A sectional, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely. We are fortunate to win week one, round one, and playing Harrison or Jasper, we played them obviously said early in the year, and they could be totally different on what they do and personnel. They may move people around and still do this probably similar stuff, but they might have figured out, hey, this person is better than this person. They've gotten better, so I do think both those teams from week one, week two to now is definitely playing better football. They're definitely playing their better football coming towards tournament time.
All right, that'll be next week on our focus of our conversation when we talk to Corey next Monday. But right now, the task at hand is the rivalry week, and the Westside Nut Club Trophy and everything else that'll be at stake Friday night in the bowl when they take on Modern Day. We'll come back. We'll talk to Corey about that when this Panther show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franken Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Haight knows the importance of preparation and performance, and as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including White's, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Haight at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools. And also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104, a proud sponsor of local athletics. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings. Back here on the Rights Football Show on this Monday afternoon, Corey Brunson joining us. Well, Coach, rivalry week, and you know this as well as anybody. I mean, it doesn't matter. You talk about records next week, everybody 0-0. Well, again, Rights Modern Day is one of the signature rivalries, not only in Southwest Indiana, but it's been documented one of the best rivalries in the entire state of Indiana. You've played in it. You've coached in it. What makes this rivalry so great?
It's just, you know, you grew up playing with those, with Modern Day, you know, all the senior leagues, you know, down in junior league, a lot of times you're, you know, it's not separated, you know, Rights and Modern Day, you're playing with them, so, you know, you become good friends with them, and obviously when you hit high school, it's a little bit different, so it's kind of a, unique, fun rivalry, and, you know, it doesn't matter what the record is, it's going to be a good, hard-fought ball game, and you got to do all the little things right, because Coach Cable does a great job of Modern Day. They're playing well. They've had a great regular season to this point, and hopefully we can play well and pull out a victory.
The thing that I guess it really just I'm so impressed with, Corey, just over the years doing local radio shows and talking to football players from both schools, is the fact that some of these kids are best friends. They're almost like brothers, and they say that they get along 365 days a year, except for those 3.5 hours that they're on the football field, and then Friday night after the game, some of these kids from these two schools will meet up and go out. I mean, you just don't normally see that with the intensity of this rivalry, but that to me is just really, really kind of impressive.
Yeah, that definitely is. Definitely a unique rivalry. It's just definitely bragging rights over your buddies. You know, it's definitely a great rivalry. It's just, again, so you grow up playing with these guys, playing against them, playing on the same team, and some of them are good friends. So it's they're good buddies until Friday night during that game time.
All right, so you take a look at Modern Day. They've got one loss to Memorial this year. They come in with a record of 7-1. Just kind of your thoughts as you break down the tape for Coach Gable's team.
Right now, it's, from film, I don't see a lot of weaknesses. You know, they're good, special teams. Their kicker, Marks, he kicks it well, punts it well. So they do things well there offensively. You know, they can run the ball, throw the ball. They're very balanced. They do a lot of good things there. Defensively, they've always been tough. You know, they hard-fought group, and there's not a lot of weaknesses on any side of any area, offense, defense, or special teams. So it's one of the more balanced groups that I've seen.
Well, and obviously it's week 9 when we talk about, you know, keeping mistakes at a minimum, the physical mistakes, the mental mistakes. I mean, you can't have the 5-yard penalties. You can't have the turnovers. You've got to play good, solid offense, defense, special teams. I mean, that goes without saying. But just since this is the final week of the regular season, Corey, obviously this team, it's important for so many factors, but I guess the number one factor is that you want to be playing your best football right about now, and no better place to start than the final week of the regular season, anticipating the start of the tournament next week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, besides all things you said there, you know, we want to go out, compete, and play hard. We can make some plays and just get that momentum, momentum continue. Won last week versus Boise. Hopefully we can play well this week and keep it going and have some momentum going into the tournament. Cause this group, from day one, this senior class has been fortunate. They were part of the two back-to-back, undefeated regular seasons. But the one thing they haven't done yet is win a sectional title. So, this game, doesn't determine that. So we would definitely be playing our best football and get that momentum going into the tournament.
Corey, really appreciate 3 minutes of your time. Again, congratulations on the win over Boise, and have a great week of preparation, and good luck this week in the rivalry game with Modern Day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Corey Brunson. This has been the Wrights Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Wrights Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Kim Schnell Neudemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Royal Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Wrights Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.